Oh, for you since the beginning of the year. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Bless the King of Kings, bless the Lord of Lords, bless the Ancient of Days. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Bless his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. He's worthy, the Ancient of Days, the all-sufficient God. Bless his holy name. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him for all he's done for you since the beginning of the year till now. Thank him for what he did in the last Congress. Thank him for every miracle at the various Holy Ghost services. Praise his holy name. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords. Praise the Ancient of Days. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. There's no one like you. We worship you. We adore you. We give you all glory, we give you all honor, we give you all adoration. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. I want you to lift your voice to him and say, Father, please let this Congress be a life-changing experience for me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. I want my life to change completely for the better as a result of this Congress, Lord. Let this Congress be a life-changing experience for me, Lord. In every area of my life, let this Congress bring tremendous changes for the better. Let it be a life-changing experience for me. Let this one be a Congress I will never forget because of tremendous changes in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise.
everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
I will praise Him
from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
Let us praise Him
from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
Let us praise Him
from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
Almighty God, Ancient of Days, Rock of Ages, the beginning and the ending, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, the Almighty God, we bless your name. There's no one like you. You reign supreme. All power belongs to you. You are the helper of the helpless. You are the great shepherd of the sheep. Glory be to your holy name. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for all you've done for us in the past. Thank you for what you did in the past congresses. Thank you for what we're about to do in this one. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. My Father, my God, in the life of every one of us, those who are here already, those who are on the way, those who are listening by radio, by television, on the internet, let this Congress be a life-changing experience. Let all needs be met, and let your name be glorified. And let the miracles begin right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let somebody shout hallelujah. Well, shake hands with one or two people, prophesy to them and say, the great shepherd will bless you tonight. Amen. And then you may please be seated. It gives me great joy to see so many of you on this first day. I guarantee you, you will get advanced miracles today in Jesus' name. But I will encourage you to tell your friends that they shouldn't miss tomorrow. Tonight is going to be great, no doubt about that. But tomorrow will be a special day for healings. So tell your friends, they don't want to miss tomorrow. Tonight, I will be brief so that we can have some time to pray some intense prayers. Because we are talking tonight about the defender of the defenseless. The defender of the defenseless. Psalm 23, we are reading just from verse 1 to 4. Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 4. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Anytime David wanted to discuss something extremely important, he talks about himself, not about everybody. He says here, for example, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He didn't say the Lord is our shepherd. He said, I can't talk for you, I can only talk for myself. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then he went on to say, he maketh me, not he maketh us. Do you know that the miracles of this Congress will be personal? Who is the one that the Almighty God will surprise during this Congress? If you are the one, let your amen be loud and clear. One thing about the sheep is that it's probably the most defenseless of all animals. I'm talking of the sheep now, not of the ram. The sheep. No horns. Can't bite. Can't run fast. No claws. Completely defenseless. Except for one thing, it has the shepherd as the defender. I know there is someone here tonight who is completely defenseless. No power, no helper, no money, no relatives of any value, no connection with the high and mighty. But that fellow has a shepherd. And that shepherd is the Lord of hosts. That shepherd is the King of kings. That shepherd is the Lord of lords. Those who are connected to the high and mighty in this world are connected to those who will live and die. But the fellow I'm talking about tonight is connected to the one who lives forever. Is connected to the one who can never be voted out of office. Is connected to the one who has never lost a war. Is connected to the great shepherd. Will somebody please give me the name of that great shepherd? It's a very frightening thing to be defenseless in a hostile world. It's a horrible feeling to be completely helpless. When a man is sick, he runs to the doctor for defense. But what do you do when the doctors say, there's nothing more we can do for you? When a man is in financial problems, he may run to the bank, hoping that if I borrow some money, I might be able to come out of this mess. But then what do you do when the bank comes around and says, we want to foreclose on you? The very little thing you use as collateral. Please help them engineers. The choir say they can't hear us. When the bank says the very little thing you have left, that you use as collateral, we want to confiscate. When a child is sick, he looks to the parents for defense. And what do? When the parents look at you and say, the forces against you are beyond our powers to defend. It's a terrible thing to feel lonely, forsaken by relatives, forsaken by friends. But the worst kind of helplessness comes when the pastor says, I have prayed all the prayers I know, and there's nothing more I can do for you. Thank God at that moment, there is somebody who can do something. Let me hear you shout his name one more time. Psalm 46 verse 1, Psalm 46 verse 1 says, it's our refuge, our present, ever-present help in the time of trouble. Tonight I just want to give 7 reasons why I feel that those of us who are helpless against sickness, helpless against demons, helpless against forces known and unknown, I want to give you 7 reasons why I am sure the great shepherd will help you tonight. Reason number 1. Isaiah 63 verse 1 says, he is mighty to save. The God we serve is mighty to save. He alone, according to Deuteronomy 32 verse 39, he alone, Deuteronomy 32 verse 39, has the ability to kill and to make alive. He has the ability to wound and to heal. He's the only one who can say to you, when all the world say you are dead, he can turn around and say to you, you will live. He has the final say when it comes to your living or your dying. So those of you who have received any reports from any doctor that your case is hopeless, in the name that's above every other name, before this time tomorrow, you will have your testimony. Reason number 2, not only is he mighty to save, not only has he the power to deliver you from the very jaws of death. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 13 gives us a list of his promises. And these promises are directly to just one or two people here tonight who are totally defenseless. Number 1, he promised to strengthen you. He said, I know you are weak, I know you are helpless, I know you have no defense, but he said, I will strengthen you. Number 2, he said, I will help you. Number 3, he said, I will uphold you. In other words, he says, I know it looks as if you are down. It looks as if you are about to sink. It looks as if the problems are about to swallow you up. He said, no, 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 I will uphold you. Who is he talking to, by the way, tonight? Number four, he said, I will disgrace your enemies. I believe you ought to say amen to that one. Number five, he said, I will confound your enemies. In other words, I will make sure that they are so confused, they won't even know what's happening to them. Number six, he said, I will reduce your enemies to nothing. I'm not the one who said so. It's the Lord. It's written. And if it is written, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. And then number seven, he said, I will cause all your enemies to perish. I'm appealing to you tonight, if you are the one that God is talking to, don't take these words lightly, because they are coming straight from the great shepherd to you tonight. And then number three, why I am sure he is going to send help to you tonight is that he will fulfill his promises. He won't change his mind. He's made up his mind that he wants to help you, he wants to confound your enemies, he wants to cause them to perish. That is settled tonight. Why? Numbers 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 29. Numbers 23, verse 19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. When he promises, he will fulfill the promises. And many of us who are here tonight, unless God comes to our aid speedily, we are done for. But I have good news for you. If you find yourself in such a helpless situation, then this Congress is arranged for you and for you alone. Reason number four, why I am sure the great shepherd is going to come to your aid, is that he says he will do it for his own name's sake. Psalm 106 verse 8. Psalm 106 verse 8, he said, he is going to help you for his name's sake, to make his power known. There are so many enemies who have been asking you up to this stage, where is the power of the God you say you are serving? In that name that's above every other name, he will show them this time around. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 14 to 29, Daniel 3, verse 14 to 29, Nebuchadnezzar asked Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, who is that God that will deliver you out of my hand? By the time God finished, he said, there is no God like this God. In the name that's above every other name, that will be your testimony very soon. What I'm saying tonight might not apply to many people. And the Lord made it clear to me that there are some of us who are in certain situations that there is nothing anybody can do to help us. Nothing. Some of us fathers have situations with our children that there is nothing anybody can do to help us. Some of us have problems in our businesses. The situation is so bad, there is nothing anyone can do to help us. He asked me to tell you, that is why you have come tonight. And you will not go home without receiving assistance. Reason number five. Why I'm sure the Almighty God is coming to your aid is that whenever He comes to the aid of the helpless, He gets glory out of it. When He comes to the aid of the helpless, He gets glory out of it. Not just glory out of it, He gets all the glory. Anytime there is something you can do, anytime there is plan B, anytime there is someone who can help you, if anything happens, those people will want to share the glory of God. But when you are pushed to a corner, when nobody, no doctor, no father, no mother, no pastor can help you, and then you come out of it, all the glory will go to God and to God alone. Is there anyone in a tight corner here tonight? You qualify for a miracle right now. In Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 15, Luke 7, verse 11 to 15. Thank you, Daddy. The Lord asked me to tell someone here tonight. He said, the witch that is terrorizing your family will never fly again. In Luke 7, verse 11 to 15, when that widow who lost an only son was going to the burial ground to bury the son, there was nothing anyone could do for her. There were people who could weep along with her, whether they were weeping genuine tears or crocodile tears, only God knows. The best they could say is sorry. But sorry doesn't solve the problem of an only son that is dead. But when the great shepherd showed up and told that boy, you are causing your parents sorrow, get up. And the boy got up. Only one fellow got the glory. In the name that's above every other name, the glory that the Almighty God must have in your situation, He will have it this week in Jesus' name. Reason number six, why I am sure He will come to your aid, is because He said it in His word that the strong must help the weak. Romans 15 verse 1. Romans 15 verse 1. He said the strong must help the weak. Now He is the strongest. You are at your weakest point. So the strongest now moves in to help the weakest. because it is the right thing to do. If nobody else wants to help you, God will tonight. And the seventh reason why he's going to help you, why I am sure he will come to your aid, is that he answers prayers. Psalm 65 verse 2 says, O ye that hear prayers, unto you shall all flesh come. He sees and answers prayers. And I'm sure there are some of us here who will testify, he has answered my prayers before. Is there anyone who could testify to that? He will answer that prayer again tonight. Now, why must God wait till you are completely helpless before he comes in? Very simple. For the same reason that when the doctors want to perform a major operation on you, they put you to sleep. As a reason for anesthetics, so that you will not tamper with what God wants to do. When God wanted to create a woman out of the side of Adam, what did he do? He put him to sleep. Deep sleep. The reason God wants you to get this low before he moves in, because some of us will be wondering, what's going on? Why did he have to wait this long? After all, I've been crying. Don't worry, he wanted you to get to that level where you will be completely helpless and he will be able to do all he wants to do without your interference. He wants you to be absolutely surrendered so that when he begins to do what he wants to do, you will not dictate to him and say, this is how you must do it, this is how you must do it. He will do it his own way. Second reason why he waits this long before coming to your aid is because people who are totally helpless pray the real prayer. In Matthew 15 verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15 verse 21 to 28, when that woman came to Jesus Christ and said, my daughter is grievously vexed of the devil, please help me. You know the story. The disciples said, Lord, send her away. She's too noisy. The woman smiled. You haven't heard any noise yet. Jesus said, I'm not sent but to the lordship of the house of Israel. He said, I know. But I'm getting my miracle tonight because there's nowhere else to go. When she said, I cannot give the bread of children to dogs, she said, fine, I agree, I'm a dog. But this dog is going to get a miracle because there is no plan B. There's nowhere else to go. This woman knew that she has come to the last bus stop. People who are totally helpless pray a different kind of prayer from those that see, feel that, well, if God doesn't answer, there is something else I can do. That's why I believe that some people will pray tonight like they have never prayed before. And I believe the answer will come tonight in Jesus' name. I will tell you only one story, and then we'll pray. Don't worry, every day of this week will be loaded with miracles for you. Some of the elders here will know the woman I'm talking about. Very lovely woman. Very pleasant. Good Christian. And she had just one son. And the son happened to be epileptic. And among my people, there is the superstition that if somebody with epilepsy falls down in your presence and the fellow gets up in your presence, they say you will catch the disease. Now that's not true, but that's what they believed. So this woman will come to a house, hire a house, and everybody will fall in love with her because she's so nice. But the day the child has a crisis, suddenly they see the child on the ground, foaming in the mouth, rolling about, everybody will run. And when the child finally recovers, they will say to the woman, "Please move out of our house." So she started moving from one house to another house to another house. And then one day, she was praying. You know the kind of prayer we pray, "God, help me now, help me. I'm your child, help me." And one day, she was going to the market with this child by her side. Right in the center of the town, where all eyes can see her, the child had an attack and fell. And of course, everybody scattered. The woman grabbed the child, held the child to herself, lifted her eyes to God, and said, "Oh God, I'm alone today. If you are still there, if you are still the helper of the helpless, you must help me today. My secret is out now. There's nothing to hide anymore. Everybody knows my problem." She prayed a prayer of agony, a prayer that goes from the citadel of her being. That was the last time that child had an attack. Some of us, we pray the prayer of those whose problem can still be hidden. Some of us know, "Unless God comes to my aid now, I'm finished." Such people pray prayers that will shake the heavens. And that's the kind of prayer we are going to pray tonight. And the prayer, therefore, is not for everybody. It's only for those who need the helper of the helpless desperately, who need the defender of the defenseless absolutely, those who, like a sheep, absolutely helpless in the hand of a lion or a wolf, totally dependent on the shepherd alone, are the people who are going to pray the prayer we are going to pray in a moment's time. And that's why many of us never understood the meaning when we say you must surrender your life to Jesus. You see, when he says surrender your life to me, he's not just saying that to surrender your soul, that's important. It's not saying that you should surrender where you your eternity to him so that when you die you make it to heaven. That is true also. But he's saying surrender everything that is you, including all your problems. So if there's anyone here tonight and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, you see, go to church, you see, you are still one leg in, one leg out, and you know that you need the defender of the defenseless, I will encourage you to come forward now. Surrender your life to him. Let him save your soul. Let his blood wash away your sins, so that when you cry to him tonight, he will hear you and he will answer you. So I'm going to count only 1 to 5. I know there are some of you a bit far away, but you have to move very fast because the rest of us want to pray. Before I say 5, if you want to surrender your life to him and you really mean it this time, no fooling around, I am surrendering my entire life to you in living or in dying, then you begin to come now as I count. 1, 2. To come, begin to talk to the Lord, ask him that you have come to surrender your life to him, your all to him, your body, your soul, your spirit, your everything. Ask him to accept you as you are. Ask him to forgive all your sins. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to give you a brand new beginning. Begin to talk to him, and those of you on the way, pray as you come too. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands toward these people and intercede for them. Pray that the Almighty God will have mercy on them, that he will save their souls, that he will forgive all their sins, and he will give them a brand new beginning. Please intercede for them for just 1 minute. Pray for them now. Pray that the Savior who saved your soul will save their own souls also. Pray that the Almighty God will wipe away their sins tonight and give them a brand new beginning. Pray for them. Pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you still on the way, hurry up, make sure you get there before I finish praying. I'm about to pray for salvation of souls now. Even as you come, pray, asking God to save your soul, to be merciful unto you, to receive you as you are, and to give you a brand new beginning. Call on the Almighty God now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Yeah. Savior, we bless your name. We thank you because you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. These your children have come to you tonight. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away their sins in Jesus' name. Save their souls. Write their names in the book of life. Father, I pray, you the burden bearer, even as they've come to surrender their lives to you, carry their burdens for them also. And from now on, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Those of you in front here, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I'm rejoicing with you because from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. And very soon, you'll be receiving miracles. And you will know there must be somebody somewhere praying for you. And that somebody will be me. So, I'm going to need your names, your address, your prayer request. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. So, if you turn to your left, you'll see a man there waving a piece of wood. Please follow him. Some pastors are waiting over there. They will collect the information I need and they bring you back very quickly. Let's begin to go now. The rest of us, let's give the Lord a big round of applause for the first fruit of this Congress. Now if you are clapping, clap as if you mean it. You want to write down the following prayer points. If you believe that you need the defender of the defenseless, number one, you want to praise him because he's there. He says, when your father and your mother forsake you, I will receive you. So thank him because he's there for you. And then number two, you will say, Father, I surrender all to you. All my problems, physical, all my problems, material, all my problems, marital, all my problems, spiritual, help me now. Help me. Then number three, say, Father, please send help to me speedily. From the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from heaven above. Send help to me speedily. Number four. Say, Father, please send help to every member of my family. And then you name them one by one when you are praying. Send help to my wife. Send help to my first son. Send help to my first daughter. And so on and so forth. Father, send help to every member of my family. Send help. And then number five. You say, Father, there are those whose problems are directly or indirectly mine. Send help to them too. There are those whose problems are indirectly or directly my problems. Please send help to them too. And then number six. So, Father, please bring me to a level where I can help others. Bring me to a level where I can help others. And then number seven, you list the areas, specific areas, where you need help urgently. Is it your health? Are you in a financial crisis? Is your marriage going through a storm? Your children have been looking unto you for help. You have not been able to help. At least all these areas where you need help. And just tell him, Daddy, here I am. Tonight, because time is fairly gone, we're going to pray for 20 minutes only. And let the 20 minutes shake the heavens. If you want to come to the altar, you are welcome. If you want to kneel, if you want to stand, if you want to lie down, it's up to you. Make it 20 minutes that would count. Help out of the helpless. Here is Adeboye before you. Help me. Help me. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. To join your hands together with your neighbor. I want you to pray as if your life depends on it, because it does. Lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, please help this my neighbor. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. of the helpless will help you. He will send help to you from the east. He will send help to you from the west. He will send help to you from the north. He will send help to you from the south. He will send help to you from heaven above. That problem, so big that it has rendered all your efforts useless, shall be solved tonight. That situation in your life, in your home, in your ministry, that is beginning to challenge the power of God, shall be dealt with tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will remember tonight as the day the battle was won. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.